Fenzo, yes, I mean a boys band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, it's a club. Let's do it, shall we? Samantha Fisher from Played Forward joins us for the Thursday Music Club. Greetings, young lady.
Greetings, young man.
All right, well, you looked shocked that I would say that to you. Hi, you came in, sat down. We have our weekly feature. You're like, what? I wasn't prepared.
You look nice today.
I do, don't
I? All professionally dressed.
Yeah, I wear shoes. Everyone's thrown.
Job interview.
No, we have the St. Louis Crisis Nursery Celebrity Waiter event at West County Center tonight.
Are you going straight after work?
No, I have to do a pit stop at my son's school and meet the new teachers and do all that and make sure they know I'm a very important media figure before they send Liam to the teacher principal's office.
Poor Liam.
And then I'll go down there.
Was it just his 7th birthday?
No, that was John's birthday.
That was John's birthday?
John hit 7 yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. He's so cute.
And they're both pretty cute, which has saved their lives on numerous occasions. I'm sure the same could be said of you. Okay, so tell me a story, young lady. How are your parts?
Everything's back to normal.
You and your...
Yeah, recovered from surgery.
Blowing up appendix and all that. So
that was
good.
Awful.
Cool, glad you're back at it. Oh, I had something for you. I'm going to do this off the air, but... had someone reach out here and had a musical instrument they wanted to get to you to pass along.
Oh, Mr. Bill. Thank you. I'll give him a call and see what it is.
Mr. Bill.
They want to make... Oh, no! They want to make us a clearinghouse. That's fine. You know, we're trying to get musical instruments into the hands of kids that desperately need them. That's what Play It Forward is all about. In fact, so much so in Springfield, Missouri, they took note. They have a chapter. Portland, Oregon now has a chapter. It all started right here with this woman. So tell us a story before we get into some music.
Well, it's very simple. You know, there's more instruments gathering dust in our homes than there are in our school music programs. Music educators and teachers are frustrated, and yet more kids are trying to join band and music, and the equipment they have is not working properly. There's absolutely zero funding. I talk to teachers that have $100 in their budget. And that just, who does, what can you do with $100? Absolutely nothing.
Right.
So dig into your old closets, basements, attics, whatever. And, you know, your kid in high school that used to play the trumpet and you still have that instrument. That's what we're looking for. I'm meeting a lady tomorrow morning and giving her a clarinet. I mean, a clarinet for her 8th grader.
Yeah.
So he can join the band with a clarinet.
Cool.
And we have tons of clarinets in our inventory. So. It's a blessing to be able to provide those things. So right now we are seeking a tuba, and tubas can run about $2,600 for a good one. So those items are
I don't
out
even
there.
Like the noise they make. $2,300.
That was $2,300 worth right there.
All right, Buzz is already writing me a nasty note. He's a tuba player that I know.
But those are great band instruments that are expensive for if you have a $100 budget. So anybody out there that has links to that or can find one and give me a great deal on it, you know, we do have a little bit of money. We can purchase one from you.
Ironically, you have more money available than a lot of the schools do in their entire budget for their music programs.
Probably, yes,
which is
absolutely.
Pathetic. But you do get some help. Unlike the government helping the schools, you've got bands and musicians that jump in, do fundraisers, donate proceeds from concerts, things like that. So any of those coming up that you want to shamelessly plug?
We do. We'll be at the second annual World's Fair event.
F-A-R-E.
F-A-R-E. There's going to be food and adult beverages, games for kids, an artist section, all kinds of stuff. Last year it was at Forest Park, and this year it'll be at the Shakespearean. So it's a little bit smaller setup. It's mm-hmm. free to the public.
When is it?
August 21st and the 20, no, 22nd and 23rd.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday. Sunday's going to be the big day. That's when the Stevie Wonder tribute band is going to be there.
Right.
And also Jimmy from Jimmy Trabeau. What's his last name?
Jimmy Tebow.
Tebow, yeah. And the Schwag.
From the Schwag?
Yeah, and they'll be performing on Sunday as well.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
And where is this?
At Forest Park, the Shakespearean.
So where is that, where they have the Shakespeare Festival kind of off the side of Art Hill?
Yeah, I believe it's across from the St. Louis
Museum.
Zoo. And the
okay,
Art Museum.
I know exactly where it is. Okay.
Yeah, so that whole setup, parking, there's ample parking, and it's a free event. There'll be plenty to see and do, and they have the all the food trucks are going to be out there. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, cool. Bring your instruments, too, because
yes.
that's the point.
Yes.
We're going to talk some local music in a second. Sam is here from Play It Forward, playitforwardstl.org for more information. Let's check the roadways first. Ed Samarin has a look at traffic at 137. Tell us more, Ed.
Eastbound 70, an accident at Bermuda Road on the right shoulder. Stop go traffic from Florissant, so still a bit of a delay through there. We also have a couple of construction delays on 64, eastbound from 70 to Lake St. Louis Boulevard in the right lane. That doesn't end until 9 p.m. today. And then 64, westbound Long Road to Spirit of St. Louis Boulevard. We have the left lane closed there. Traffic brought to you by Zillow. Zillow with homes for sale, historical pricing data and photos available on Zillow.com. or on their mobile apps. Zillow, find your way home. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Samarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
I didn't know you could actually tune a whoopee cushion, but apparently you can. There's proof.
It's a tuba.
I know it's a tuba. Thank you. That was sarcasm. I don't know whether you recognize it. Samantha Fisher with us. And besides the work of Play Forward, I'd like to also show some love for some bands that are out there doing it day in, day out, playing different places around town. And she's got a couple for us now.
One of my favorite female artists in St. Louis. She's in my top three, obviously.
Yeah.
Melissa Neals. You can catch her tomorrow night at the Bottlenecks Blues Bar. This is part of the Devin Allman series. She'll go on the stage at 8 o'clock. She's opening up for Kingdom Brothers.
Really? It's not just her?
No.
I would thought she could hold her own on the bill. I'm surprised.
She absolutely can hold her own, but it's a twofer. So for $5, starts at 8 o'clock. You can check out her full schedule at melissaneals.net. You can find Melissa down at Hammerstones, in the Grove. You can find her at the Broadway Oyster Bar, down at BB's. She's been around for a long time. She is an incredible female blues artist in St. Louis. We don't have a lot of those. She's a very much kind of reminds me of Bonnie Raitt and a little Melissa Etheridge kind of style to her. A huge fan of Melissa. And this is a great track called Anything for You.
When I first met you, baby, it really blew my mind. And I watch you walk past me, baby. Damn, you look so fine. I was so nervous, I didn't know what to say. I never thought you'd give me the time of day. I'll keep working my way, I'm working my way back to you.
Melissa Neals, and that's N-E-E-L-S. And tomorrow she'll be at the Bottleneck Blues Bar. At Ameristar, melissaneals.net for more information on where she's playing, what she's doing. I'm a fan, too.
That's she's fantastic. And true. Just a lovely, lovely lady. So go check her out.
All right. So we got time for one more. And I'm not familiar with this band, but I can't wait to hear them. Just the name of the song, if nothing else.
Well, and I thought that was going to be the band name, and I got extra excited because I knew that you would get a kick out of that. So the band is Apollo's Daughter, new to the club for us as well. They will be performing at the 5th annual Rock You Fest down in the Grove area at the Ready Room and the Demo on August 29th. This is the 5th annual. We've been involved every year. It does benefit Play It Forward as well, as it's a benefit Women Who Rock the Cause. So Play It Forward, Women's Safe House, and I believe there was one more as well. I didn't grab that today. 20 bands, $10 to get in. Show starts at 4 p.m. And I listened to this track, and I kind of liked it.
And tell them what it's called.
Kurt Russell's Muscles.
Kurt Russell's Muscles. It's the music club, and go out with that. Thank you, Sam. Play It Forward, STL.org, too, for more information about what they're up to. Step up, help out, give the kids gifts of music. Thank you, my dear. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, lovely.
Burn it down and start it. Thinking I should be social construct never kept me.